Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Enemies of Versailles, a novel, by Sally Christie, narrated by Elizabeth Wiley. Part 1. Convergence, 1750 to 1769. Chapter 1, in which little Jeanne Bixiou is exposed to life. I slip away from the warmth of the kitchen and out into the deserted hall. Behind me, my mother is elbow-deep in a giant bowl of flour and spices, gossiping to a neighbor, while four chickens roast over the fire. Out here, life is colder and grander. I creep up the marble staircase that rises before me like a giant ladder to heaven, the banister smooth under my hand. I reach the landing and crouch in silence, but I heard Frederica leave earlier. She left behind a trace of her scent when she wafted down the elegant staircase, her special blend of roses and grace. I creep along the passageway and peek into Frederica's boudoir. If she were here, I might get a kiss and a bonbon, or a slap, depending on her mood, but now the room is deserted. I enter, and the plush carpet softens my steps. A painting of Monsieur Dumonceau, who owns the house, and Frederica, and everything in it, looks down on me. Monsieur Dumonceau is an old lover of my mother's, and he brought us to Paris and gave us our lodgings. He's not a lover anymore. Frederica is now his lover, but he is always kind to us, and Ma says he is a good man.